Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Joining me in the studio is Stephen Roo.
Hello.
Bram Mirabella.
Hey, Guardians.
And Sean Finnegan.
Chomp chomp.
Thank you guys for joining us on today's show. We're going to be talking about the exotic armor changes. We're going to talk about the PTR-ish thing that Bungie released called Crucible Labs and the new mode that we got to experience, the faction rally delay, and we might mention some bad news about the Nightfall that's currently going on. Heads up, everybody. We are recording a little bit early this week, so we will not be addressing whatever faction rally changes that Bungie brings up. But we're recording an early episode next week because it's E3. We had to sort of shuffle things around a little bit, but we're all good to go now. So at the top of the show, everybody, exotic armor has been changed.
Masterworks.
Of exotics. A few of the items impacted were Luna Faction, Mechaneer's Trick Sleeves, the Dragon Shadow Line Rampant, Syntheseps, and Sun Bracers. Go watch last week's episode to know all of the changes with those weapons and what we hypothesize. But this week, we've seen them in action, and as predicted, Luna Factions are ridiculous. They were probably the best item. We have a clip playing probably right now, watching Kallus be melted.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good, right?
Yep. And actually, clarification, they buffed exotics, but masterworks are still coming, right? They're not quite out yet.
The exotic armor is out. The exotic masterworks for weapons are out. So when you wear Luna Factions right now, not only do they extend the range of your weapon, but they automatically reload your weapon. So people are melting raid bosses, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, that clip is insane.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when we used the reloader arms, what they were called, like, just to go between two autos, and people were like, oh, man, I'm using Sweet Business and my Uriels or whatever, and that felt good. But this is insane.
Yeah.
The Luna Faction boots, so before, you had to step off of the rift and come back on to reload. In fact, it was not intuitive, in my opinion. I was like, what? It's not working.
Yeah.
They fixed it, as it was intended. Now you just stand there and melt. It's like a laser beam until you run out of ammo.
Yeah, that's how it should have worked. I'm glad they made this adjustment, and it is one of the more powerful exotics. And I'm glad they're kind of letting us break the sandbox. That's that power fantasy in Destiny, right?
Yeah.
I like it because it seems really overpowered when you watch the clip. But what I love is, like, it's still – you got to remember, like, it's very contextual, right? Like, how many times in Destiny can you just stand there and not move and shoot something?
Every,
like,
raid boss.
It's pretty – it's pretty situational.
Yeah.
You have to have the rift available as well. So,
but, like, this is just a great example, like, of a change where it feels really powerful in PvE, but, like, it could not work in PvP.
Oh, yeah.
You're not just going to stand there.
Yeah, like, it feels balanced to me.
I'm sure there are, like, with all the team shooting, like, you could probably just stand there, Luna, and just stand fire there, into, like, a corridor.
Four people on, like, a rift.
That would,
like,
be
with
so
shield,
good.
Like, oh, man.
If you have two warlocks, you just, like, corner off a spawn and just put, like, keep them there the whole game.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it reloads everything, though, right? You're heavy as well.
You're heavy, too. So, like, people are unloading all their Darcy into a boss. The clip that we showed, they're using Suros. and just unloading only primary on Kallus and like getting him halfway on plate one.
So it seems most effective with weapons like Suros that have like the spooling up effect, where like the or Sweet Business, where the faster you fire, the longer you fire, the faster you fire, and like at max fire rate, you're not firing individual bullets anymore. It's just like a stream of nonstop fireball. It's amazing.
I imagine for It's just it's so crazy. I do like that about though. It is situational though.
Yeah,
like you do have to have the rift. It's it. It's when I saw it on Kallus, it looked broken to me. But I can understand again. Like you're only gonna have so many rifts.
It's so fantastic.
Yeah. And plus, let's face it, we're done. Like Kallus, we've already mastered.
And also, like no broken is good because broken isn't boring.
Yeah,
it's
it makes
just
it fun.
What it was before. So.
Well, it gives you a reason to go back and try it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
so that was one of the best.
I can see the LFG post now. Looking for one must be warlock, must have Lunafat.
Exactly, right.
Right.
That'd be really cool. The other one that we kind of saw some talk about was Syntheseps on the Titan. Basically, if three players in PvP are near you, you can punch somebody once and they die.
Yeah,
I think just a few, players,
and then the next player, and then the next player.
Yeah, you get more melee damage when players are near you. In PvP, it's like two or three. Mm-hmm. Not sure the exact number, but there's a clip with a guy meleeing the first person with the one melee, kills him.
Yeah.
Melees the second person, kills him, and then melees the third person. And then since he's a Sentinel Titan, he has an overshield throughout the whole thing, so he's basically a tank.
He's testing it out in private matches. Yeah. So there's your PvP play, Sean.
Yeah. Because this is something where, like, I don't know, in PvE, you don't really want to get close to the bosses or the big guys, like, to melee them.
Mm-hmm. You're in
generally a bad strategy.
Escalation protocol and wave
like,
seven,
punch.
Like,
dish.
Except for melting point. Melting point, often you hit them with that.
Yeah, and a decimate
you,
one.
But you're in and out. In D2. Yeah.
But melting point was definitely, like, people don't really use that.
They 100% use it in Spire Stars.
Yeah.
It's pretty big now. Yeah.
But anyway, but for PvP, yeah, it's cool. I wanted to quickly read the exacts of what it was. So the mechanical change on Syntheseps was previously the perk adjusted your melee damage depending on the number of enemies surrounding you. Mm-hmm. Now it grants a flat bonus to melee and super damage when you're surrounded by three or more enemies.
Mm-hmm.
The buff is retained for a short duration after you are no longer surrounded. So you do, like once you get surrounded, you get this super and melee buff.
Yep.
Bungie was basically like, you guys are complaining about three hit melees. Well, here's one
hit.
I like
the idea of, you know, Syntheseps now seems to be just like, come at me, and you wait, and then you're like,
"Well, I can see
in a practical situation, having tried them, they're not great.
Yeah. What? Yeah. They're awesome
in PvP.
Yeah, I can see LFG posts now looking for one for trials. Must be Titan, must have Syntheseps.
Base your whole like review of Destiny off of LFG now.
I don't know. I think it's awesome, and you get the extra melee distance.
It's cool. You're never going to end up in that situation, though. Maybe you'll get one kill and then you'll get melted.
It feels to me like I'm always getting shot by two people. Like when I'm fighting anyone in Destiny 2.
Try it out.
I think it's more like when you probably drop into next to someone or you get the drop on them, it's probably good in that situation.
I tried it for a while and I'm like, all right, these don't do enough. I'd rather my two grenades.
Mm.
With any luck, it's the type
Armored
of
material.
It's the type of exotic that no, of course it doesn't work every second of the game, but when you get that moment, that hero moment, which we all love, you're like, oh my God, like the reaction that we saw.
Of course. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just
we're not saying you think it's OP.
No. Having used it,
I think it's OP.
See, I was trying to get that out of him.
I think it's OP.
I don't think it's OP. I
play a Titan and I haven't tried it specifically yet, so we'll weigh in next week. But
changes,
I want to know.
Yeah.
These changes just went in,
and
they had a little server downtime too, and so we're still going to be catching up this weekend.
The others were Mechaneer's Trick Sleeves, the Dragon Shadow, Lion Rampant, and Sun Bracers. With Lion Rampant, I know it's you can still hit fire while having the traversal, which is kind of nice. Dragon Shadow and Mechaneer's. Mechaneer's allows you to quickly swap to your sidearm. And you have the
swapping to a sidearm while critically wounded greatly increases its damage.
Yeah.
So that is the idea, and that's what they talked about it as, is like that last resort feeling. That's the intention of that.
Yeah.
It's like, crap, So they claim that now it kind of has that feeling. I haven't, you know, used it at all.
And you're there near Warlock. What were Sunbracers?
Yeah, I was going to say this.
Did you try this?
No, I want to. So, has anyone tried this?
Yeah, Brian Malkowitz, who mains a Warlock, our producer out there, and PvE super tryhard out there.
Yeah. Can I read what it is first?
Yes, go.
So original effect replaced on Sunbracers with increases the duration of solar grenades. Solar melee kills grant unlimited solar grenade energy for a brief time.
Yeah.
So this brief time, Brian Malkowitz sent me a video. He went and tested it out. He can get up. He can get off 5 grenades spamming it.
Yeah,
that's about as far as it goes. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But you have a fully charged melee.
Yeah,
I guess.
Like, so, yeah, you boom. Melee and then you're like,
That seems like it'd be really good for PvE. I don't, you know for PvP necessarily. Maybe like chasing someone down close.
You got to get that melee kill first, right?
But and then solar grenades aren't
spamming.
It like, also is not like you still have to throw each one, right? So there's
but you know
delay.
How like in PvE, yeah, I'm just trying to think of how it might work in PvP. Like you know how when you're about to die, people just throw grenades like in order like just so they might get a kill, right? Mm-hmm. Like I could imagine meleeing someone to get a kill and just hucking hella grenades everywhere.
My feeling is it's probably a little slow in PvP, but I can like for PvE, this sounds cool to up to an enemy when Solar Singe is active. Mm-hmm. First, take their shield or whatever, and then just like fry them.
Or just like, you know, you find
PvE would be fun.
Seems cool.
Just find a thrall or something that's going to activate it instantly no matter what.
Yeah, or a wave of thralls.
Yeah, and then like
throw
it at the boss and get a bunch of damage immediately.
I wish it was on stickies. They don't have them anymore, but not for Warlocks, right? But maybe that's coming in the future.
So, what about Dragon Shadow?
I've been using Dragon Shadow a lot. I like it.
Yeah.
What does it do? There's two dodges on the Hunter. One has it's like the twirl where it reloads all your weapons.
Yeah, gamblers.
And then there's the D1
reloads
dodge.
Everything.
Yeah. So now you can use the D1 dodge, which I like better than the twirl. You get your melee back and your weapons are loaded. And after you dodge, you get like a crazy mobility boost.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's better than the Wormhusk Crown Helmet when you get your health back.
Yeah.
But I really like dodging and getting all my weapons reloaded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like both. But yeah, I like it a lot. It's cool.
Yeah, they say dodging reloads all weapons simultaneously. The effects of Wraith Metal Mail now also include a bonus to mobility. So before it was movement and some ability boost, but they've added I think they say it's a +5 was it?
I think
I read that
it's
somewhere.
Awesome.
That
I
was
like
a +5.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you guys think it's really interesting that so far all of these exotic armor changes seem to reflect the original philosophy of each of these classes?
Yeah, they're trying to. Yeah, they describe Dragon
Titan
Shadow
melee
as
oriented.
I believe that the one they described more as the ninja. That's the design.
Yeah. Hunters are like agile, like agility based.
I did notice that. Yeah, I brought that up last week, and I'm kind of like, it's kind of cool that the first exotic pass was leaning into the archetypes, like you're saying, Sean. And
because it was always a big joke in Destiny 1 where it was like, I chose Titans because I wanted to be a big tank, and you know how it had like a little description of the class, and for Titans it was like, in close quarters a fist is better than any gun. I was like, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And then you play the Titan, you have these little T-Rex armor.
Yeah.
You can't melee at all
because
you're so like you have no range,
incapacitated basically.
Yeah,
Wraith Metal Mail, by the way, I double checked, it was handling on weapons in addition to that movement buff. So they've just buffed that a little more with reloading all weapons.
So to wrap up that segment quickly, do you think any of those are OP?
Lunafaction seems for
Syntheseps are OP in PvP.
No, I disagree. But anyway, go ahead.
We'll see what the comments say. But I like OP in PvE. I don't mind OP in PvE. Lunafaction boots are great. Mm-hmm. Sunbracers are great. Lion Rampant is cool. I haven't tried Lion Rampant, but
yeah, it's just hip fire, right?
So. Yeah, and I like the concept of the trick sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
I haven't tried it yet either.
Just to answer the question for me, I don't think anything's OP. I think it's all fun and all positive changes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anything's breaking the game or making it bad for players because you can sort of even the playing field with wearing your own Syntheseps, for example.
Yeah.
If you're a Titan.
Yeah, and I was thinking about, like, are there any – there are – what I'm thinking about are, what are the best exotics already? Exotics – what I'd say, I play a Hunter a lot.
Yeah.
So there are already some good exotics. So what they were doing, as I understand, is looking at the ones that were useless, frankly. Mm-hmm. Maybe not totally useless, but really making them work.
People use Luna.
I use Raiden Flux all the time. It's insanely fun on the Hunter to get extended Arc Strider, and just it's crazy. Like, I'm always waiting for my Arc Strider to be done, and I just like keep going across the map. It's insane. Mm-hmm. So I love that feeling. Crown, the Wormhusk Crown, the new one that they added, really solid. So I mean, I feel like they have some pretty good exotics.
That one's just
What are some good ones for? Like, yeah, Titan. You put
Titan's Titan. War Rig. That's basically all I wore.
Now that's the reload.
Yeah, now they have Armamentarium.
Yeah, Armamentarium's pretty strong, but I...
Armamentarium is...
Two grenades.
That's right. Double.
Alpha Loopy is pretty good,
Alpha
too.
Loopy is what I use for PvP. Yeah. Or if I'm running Sentinel Titan, then I use Mask of the Quiet.
Yeah, and Orpheus Rigs are crazy. Yeah, like, Hunter has some great ones already. But my only point I was going to make is it's nice to get some additional ones. Like, Luna Faction, now I really want to try. I was actually reflecting on Warlock, and like,
the Warlock chess piece that shows where players are, one's pretty ridiculous.
Like, all of them radar. are pretty cool now. I like the direction they're heading with the exotic armors.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. All right, so moving on, we're going to talk about... You did that thing again where you sort of paused, and I don't know if you're going to make a point. I'm like, I don't want to cut him off.
Awkward.
Anyway, Steven and I actually played a little bit of Crucible Labs. Crucible Labs is the new mode where Bungie's trying out new modes of gameplay, but they're not adjusting the sandbox. So let's start on that point. I am bummed that it's just a new mode and not new sandbox elements. What do you guys think? Steven, I really wish they would have added that.
Yeah, like the reason they can't add sandbox changes, I don't have the direct quote, but something about if they change sandbox changes just for Crucible Labs, they have to affect the entire game unless they do something.
It's all tied together is the problem.
Yeah, it's all tied together. A lot of people were hoping for sandbox changes. I was really hoping for sandbox changes. People aren't critical about the modes, really. It's just the sandbox.
Timeout. Flag on the play. Let's really talk about it. What I want to, like, meaning I think we're easing into the discussion. But isn't everybody super disappointed we're not going to test time to kill in here?
Yep.
That's what the problem is.
It's the sandbox. Yeah.
I'm as happy as you guys are that there's something new to play around with modes, because maybe they have this fun new mode they come up with, but there's only so much to tweak, and like, time to kill was the one thing above all. There's weaponry and stuff too, but like that, I just feel like that's what I was waiting for, and now I'm like,
All of that was correct until you said super fun new mode. We'll get into that.
Well, I didn't say it was. Did I say it was super fun? Yeah. I haven't even played it yet.
We talked about it extensively on the last episode or 2 weeks ago. But I think the reason everyone wanted a PTR like setting was because they wanted more constant adjustments to the sandbox and more experimentation with the sandbox, because it felt flat a lot of times.
And that's what it is with other games. Like, you mess around with the characters in Overwatch and their DPS values. And
we want
players get into it.
It affords the developer, it affords Bungie the opportunity to try interesting new things, and most of the time it won't work. But you go into it as a player knowing that's the case and being able to give that feedback. And as a result of going through this more iterative process, you get something that's that ends up being in the live version way better than anything anyone could have come up with on their own.
So, what,
but like, it's not that, and that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. And what it is this week is we got a new mode called Showdown. It's basically 4v4, and you fight over up to four rounds to get the most points. Usually, it ends up going three rounds,
2 minute rounds, the board.
I don't know the exact number. But it's been hard to queue into matches for us on PC. A lot of players drop the second you get into it. The second you get a point lead, players just bail. So it's a lot of the current problems with PvP amplified because of the state of the mode. Derek Carroll did say, "Good morning, Guardians. Today we try something new in Crucible Labs. In the past, we've kept stuff secret until we thought it was just right. This effort is about bringing you in early and giving you a chance to let us know what you think before we ship it." And what we think is
so it's round based, but it's just get the most points to win, which means like it's
per round.
Yeah.
So most kills.
If most guys, points.
Like if, round one, if I have 19 kills and your team has 11, my team wins.
So is it – but if it's four rounds –
you've got to win – so there's 0-0, and then if you win a round, you go 1-0.
Yeah. Right.
By getting the most points in that round.
But there's four rounds. So
to get to round four, it would have to be win, loss, win, then you do a sudden death. Right.
But do
you
there could be a fifth round. Wait, what?
Is that right? Like, no, in other words, is it first to four? I haven't played
it's
it
yet. It's best out of four. If you guys played
but
doubles.
But how can it be best out of four if there's an even amount of games? You can't have a best if you each win
there's
two.
There's a tiebreaker. There's a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
If you guys played doubles, it's the,
a
it's
tiebreaker
the same
round thing. Or like a capture the flag thing?
What? None of us is
you got to play it, dude. If you win, then you lose. Then you win, then it's a sudden death.
But that other team would have only one win. Then.
Well, whatever, just play. Mm-hmm. But
what do you mean? Just I'm trying to get it explained here so that like.
Well, I've either wiped the board.
There's four rounds, right? If you win one, lose one, win one, and mm-hmm. then you're about to lose or you lost, how it's 2-2.
I guess you would go into the fourth round, and if you win that one, then it's sudden death. And then that's how the winner's determined. The only time I've seen it triggered, Sean, is when it was a win and then the other team won.
Who's a sports guy right now? You don't have a best.
I understand your confusion. I understand
it goes
your confusion.
Into overtime.
The
okay. If it's 2-2 yeah. after the
It goes to flag
round.
Overtime,
yeah. Yeah.
right?
Yeah,
I might be wrong, but I think
just came out. By
I
way.
Think yeah, the fifth yeah, yeah. round is it's like an you fight over a point, and I believe it's elimination.
Yeah,
like if you die, you're out.
Okay, but it is a fifth round.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
well, I've only seen one sense. Person get to it, and that's what I tried to say. I'm explaining it poorly, but it's 2-2, and then. Yes, you race for a flag, and yeah. if you kill the other
team, there's an overtime round.
It's basically. Traditional destiny thing, like trials used to be. Like. It's exactly like trials used to be. If you're tied up in the end, you go for a center point.
And yeah. Steven put up like 10 minutes of gameplay. I yep. just watch it.
I put that up for him.
Or Destin did.
But thank you.
Whatever.
But it was my gameplay. Tell.
It's his perspective.
Oh, man.
And yeah, we won, but that was like our third or fourth game.
Yeah.
And it was not a pleasant experience. It was, I queued up solo, and I got queued up with a team, and the whole team dropped, or it was like me and a blueberry, and then Steven tried, same experience. And then we got together with Teddy, and we ran in, and we did okay.
So you're saying it's a poor experience because right now it seems a little dodgy in terms of queuing up, matching yeah. up, people dropping and stuff. But in terms of like how it plays,
well, then,
let's say theoretically yeah. it was 4v4 and no one dropped.
The problem is once you have the point lead, you just turtle.
Well, here's the thing to reply to Sean. The mode itself is just like, eh. Like mm-hmm. I was expecting, and this is the first week, so I'm sure we will get that. But I was expecting like capture the flag, King of the Hill,
Rift. Maybe,
classic trial of Rift.
That's what I was going to
classic play. Elimination. And I wanted to change the TTK. Or maybe we could get something like sidearm only or yeah. something like that. I was expecting something like that.
Something crazy. Do something yeah. really crazy. Not yeah. here's 4v4.
Here's right. Clash, except yeah, it's divided into rounds now.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, yeah. I think, yeah.
It's uninspired, I think.
Well, part of it is they're working with the limited sandbox. So yeah. it seems, if you read between the lines, it seems like this is the best they could do with the time they have.
Yeah, I mean, give them constructive feedback. Yeah. For now, like this mode, if you get a kill lead in a round, you can just turtle and camp and then mm-hmm. win the round. So if they wanted to change trials to like this, I could see a team going up in kills in a round and then just hide, you know?
So it kind of has that survival problem.
Yeah, it's still campy. It's still meh.
Yeah, yeah, I wonder how much they can do here. Like, can they lock loadouts? Can they force us to use certain weapon types? Can you give the players, like, force them into blue weapons and, like, your weapons are just replaced with that? That seems like a little too much.
I want this to be, like, I think it would be really cool. I don't know how you would implement this, but, like, if any of you guys were Dota players out there, I always thought a mirror match mode would be really cool where your team picks the other team's heroes.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And they pick yours. Like, imagine if you could force the other team to use all, like, terrible weapons, but they get to choose your weapons
yeah.
too. Like,
yeah.
it would be a total mm-hmm. show, and it would be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like now you're talking about a lot like of variables. That's a cool idea though. Yeah. I mean, it assumes you have like I guess the characters. Maybe you don't need them. It's just
yeah. Like I don't know like how you would force someone to use a weapon, but it's a cool
idea.
I
think
it
hits on this idea of like can we do something crazy? Like we've had these discussions mm-hmm. over the years of playing Destiny. We've always like what about an all nade yeah. launcher round? What about a all supers round? Which
grenades only.
We have mayhem,
melee only,
yeah,
juggernaut.
But I think it's in that direction. I feel like what they launched with, yeah, wasn't striking enough. Like,
yeah.
In fact, it was so subtle in a way that you were like, wait, what is the – okay. But it wasn't like Rift. That was the yeah. example I was going to use. It would have been cool that if we'd never seen Rift before and they gave us a peek at that we're working with this thing called Rift – kind of weird.
Yeah.
Give us feedback. I think we would all be super excited about it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Even without the sandbox changes, but the mode they launched with this week is just a little too like subtle.
And Rift was cool, man. Like mm-hmm. I liked Rift. Why yeah. haven't we brought that back?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's move on. I mean, there's not much else to say. We felt let down. We hope that they do more with the experience, and there's some ideas that we have for other PvP modes. But besides that, I mean that's our take on Crucible Labs.
I am glad they're trying it, and it's as we're saying very often, is the step in the right direction. Because meaning
that's struck in.
I knew you were
going to
say
vocabulary.
Not since I've been here. I've been a few weeks since I've been on the show. I get to say it, but like I like that they're getting a little more comfortable with the idea.
Yeah.
And I see they have constraints, but I think hopefully within here we do see a mode that becomes like, who knows? Maybe we get a new mode out of this, but what we're all hoping for, and I'm looking at hopefully September or whenever now, the next version, could we please get a true PTR out there?
Yeah. Also, like, just to underscore something Steven said over there, like, provide constructive feedback in this. Like, if you,
it's the first week.
Yeah. If it sucks, you can say it sucks, but just don't leave it at that. Like, tell people, tell Bungie, why does it suck?
Better?
How present a solution potentially?
And I think people have already.
Yeah.
Because you can turtle, it's just not really entertaining. It just kind of becomes the same problem that survival has right
now. That's the
I have point lead, I'm going to go hide.
And I think that's the point of it. I don't think they expect it to be just right, as they say. Yeah. It's like, look, give us feedback.
Yeah.
It's that's a 10.
I just wanted to underscore that fact, which is like, too often. Especially in a community that's a little salty about how things are in the state of the game, like
ourselves included.
Yeah, people are a little like they're just tempted to just like be like, this sucks, and then walk away.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
help it not. The whole goal of this is to help it not
precisely.
Be
it's not supposed to be polished. So that is the point. Not yet. Yeah. You know,
and that's what they're looking for. One thing that we did expect this week was faction rallies, and unfortunately, they were delayed. So faction rallies have been delayed. There's going to be an update about that. Probably by the time you watch this, we're going to be addressing it in the next episode, so be sure to tune in for that. But we do know that there are going to be quests tied to them, ornaments, and it looks like they're getting catalysts. One of the catalysts, Dead Orbit, is apparently getting Graviton Lance. This is via data mine stuff, so of course it's subject to change. New Monarchy is getting the Sweet Business Catalyst, and Future War Cult is getting the Sunshot Catalyst. So Dead Orbit's going to win week one is basically what I'm saying. The Graviton Lance
Wait, can you repeat those
catalyst.
Again? Dead Orbit's?
Dead Orbit's Graviton, according to the data mining. New Monarchy is Sweet Business, and Future War Cult is Sunshot. So Dead Orbit, the Graviton is plus 20 range, plus 15 aim assist, hit in hand, and better target acquisition for a weapon that's already OP.
Yeah.
Wow.
And fantastic. And then New Monarchy, Sweet Business. When this weapon is fully spun up, the flinch from incoming damage is greatly reduced. Little less exciting. Sunshot, plus 30 range, plus 20 stability. That would be probably the second tier weapon for me. And then
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a big range stat plus the
It's nice. Yeah, but come on. We're all going to go for Graviton.
I've been wanting to love Sunshot.
Yeah.
I'll probably go for Graviton.
Yeah.
Hasn't New Monarchy won like 8 in a row? Or I don't know the number.
New Monarchy is one, but I think they're trying to turn the tables. Deej was like, guys, you got to give Graviton Lance Catalyst to Dead Orbit because we are dying out here.
Yeah.
I was always Dead Orbit or in Destiny 1. And I've I like the shaders and everything like everyone else for New Monarchy. So I went with that.
Yep.
Fair weather fan.
Arak Jalal, is that his name or whatever?
Yeah. Jalal.
It's too emo.
He actually has a fantastic story about how he like helps
a fantastic
people
haircut
and gives them like food
all of
and
them,
stuff.
All of them poor. Have fantastic stories.
And then it's just not utilized fully in the Destiny 2 experience.
But
which was a big bummer.
All this got delayed a little bit, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're going to find out more about that this week.
But I do really like the idea of them tying things that are desirable to these faction rallies because, like Steb said off camera, like before they were just like it didn't matter which one you chose.
I did like that as you hit rank 30, you got a cool thing. It was like an exotic like sash on the Titan.
Oh, in Destiny 1.
Yeah, in Destiny 1. Yeah. You would get one cool exotic piece of armor.
Yeah.
For hitting a certain rank. And I hope they bring that back. I hope they bring back the levels to each, kind of like they did with Iron Banner.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we're going to see is the Iron Banner layout.
Yeah.
You have all your ranks and how long is it going to take you to get there, you know, and how is it all lost sectors again or whatever.
But I think that's going to be cool. And how they choose to expand the roles of the characters beyond that would be great.
Yeah, like what's not in here yet, I don't think, is like weaponry. I'm more curious about that. Like, are we going to earn like a new rank of weaponry that's like everybody's talking about?
Yeah, I mean, the only problem with that is just because of the flatline aspects of all the weapons right now, it's still, for me, I guess not for everybody. I know people are chasing DFA or whatever, but I'm like, I have a hand cannon that's close enough to it.
But there's a few, like, main ingredient is a, I mean, it doesn't come from an exclusive, survival thing, but if you get that type of effect, I think there's a little room for that as well.
Yeah, like, remember for a long time, the best PvE weapon in the game in Destiny 1 was Hung Jury, which was a Dead Orbit.
That's what I was gonna bring up.
Like,
that was
if we could get some, like I said, Destiny 1, but like, if we could get something like that in Destiny 2, that would be another big reason to kind of care about faction rallies.
But I don't think we can, because the reason the Hung Jury was great was because it had a god role. So I think that's like a September thing we're going to get when they start bringing back a little bit more randomization.
I mean, I'm not even asking for god roll weapons, but just a good weapon.
Yeah. No, I know what he's saying. Like, it is harder to do a god roll with the way stats work out these days. That's why we have these crazy exotic and catalysts, which do make a difference. But catalyst on tractor cannon, I still can't get over, man. 7 in the mag for tractor cannon. It is so much fun.
It's really
Destin. You called it, man.
I think I started
not,
the trend.
Not just for PvP, but like it is the funnest PvE weapon I've used in so long. Like it's so often I show up and slide into a knight, you know, like, and they just like go flying. It's so much fun.
It's not silly fun. It's great. I love that weapon.
So the catalyst, my point was that there are some really fun ones. I don't know if we can get weapons to feel, you know, quite like that in legendary mode, but
it's been really cool seeing the community discover the weapons, like the increased charge rate for sleeper simulant. That's a desirable one. And Reddit has this big thread right now about how to get all the catalysts, and some of them aren't discovered.
Wait,
I really, really like that.
Sleeper going to have a decreased charge is the idea.
Correct.
We don't know where the ornament, the catalyst comes from yet.
I believe that one's been discovered by somebody.
Oh,
it involves raid kills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, might have been data mined.
Data mined?
It is from a data mine. So I don't think it's confirmed yet. People are speculating.
They just released the Mida, catalyst.
Yeah. I thought
PvP kills, right? With Mida.
Yeah, and you get like Outlaw, I think, which is crazy because it's already fast.
What?
Insane.
Yeah.
What does it do? It's like
they've done a great job with the weapons, I think. And there's interesting aspects about each of the catalysts. Yeah.
But anyway, drawing you back to faction rallies, I think it needs a little something to talk about. In other words, I hope it's not all about Graviton Lance, and instead of doing a quest in just every day, we put it in a faction rally, which is only available because there's a little risk there, right?
Yeah.
Like if you miss it, would we wait 30 days before I get Graviton Lance?
Yeah.
Like that's asking a lot, actually. So I hope, you know, they come back frequently enough and there's other stuff.
Don't miss it, friend. You got to call me up, have me sign on your account appropriately.
Right. Exactly.
Know, buy a few of the emblems. Mm-hmm. Just kidding.
Polaris Lance week 4 is up, by the way. Good reminder, Polaris Lance. You can get the exotic as part of the step. I won't spoil.
And that's not the final step.
No, there's one more week. Mm-hmm. People think it's the catalyst and we don't know what it does, but
it becomes Black Hammer.
Actually, people might – I take that back. People have data mined that one as well, I think, and I was telling them, please don't tell me. Once, I want to like – I'm going to get it next week anyway, hopefully.
What does it do right now?
So the exotic perk is you lay down 4 precision hits, and it's called a perfect fifth. And on the fifth shot, it shoots this like fast, sticky, explosive shot, like almost a dragonfly effect. But it basically just sticks this solar thing to the side of their head and my general review is the right idea, but like it's an energy weapon and too often you're trying to break shields and so you can't get crits and precision shots. So like most of the time you're just not really using it. Or if you like headshot a thrall, they're dead anyway.
And
like it makes it very hard to get the perfect fifth. Mm-hmm. So it's good on bosses and stuff that are just like, it's cool. In those ones, but
it doesn't reload. It doesn't have a reload effect. I thought
I think it puts some back in the mag as well. Yes, it puts some back in the mag as well. But my point is, you need a big, heavy boss that is not moving too much to really feel it. But it's too far, few in between.
That's why people love Black Hammer, right? Because you can just crit on the legs.
It is, and it's good for that. So to be fair, I got to use it more. But I kind of have this feeling that when I'm using it in strikes and stuff, I'm like, I could go without it until the end, and I think they need to fix that part of it. Maybe the catalyst does something there. I don't know.
Yeah, and one note for you, Fran. I know you like doing the Nightfall strike grinding. And for everybody listening, Bungie did tweet out,
we have confirmed
that Nightfall exclusive rewards are not currently dropping for Destiny 2 base and Curse of Osiris strikes. We are actively investigating. So that if you've been grinding it out, sorry, you're not going to get any of those drops right now.
Was it? Do we know if it was dropping at all, like on the first day or
no? Since reset, it seems to.
That's
so. I saw
people are very mad.
50 runs.
I saw a thread though, which presented an interesting point. Like, I do think this sucks, but like,
it really sucks.
People pointed out that the fact that it took this long for people to realize that kind of shows that they weren't desirable in the first place. Mm. But like, it would really.
That occurred this week, Sean.
No, figuring out it did though, right?
But here's the problem, Sean. You clearly have not ground out.
No, I haven't.
So here's the deal. Some people are getting drops within like 5-10 plays. So some people have to go like 50, 60 rounds times 15 minutes of loading. Mm-hmm. It takes like 10, 15 hours for some people. So meaning there's a lot of people who just thought it was bad luck, I think.
Yep.
Meaning to be fair, it's set to be rare, like really rare drop. So I don't know that you would have noticed for more than – it would take like a good 24 hours before people really –
So it was reset. Some people did it for 16 hours, then they started reporting.
And everybody starts talking, I think.
And like if you click on this tweet and actually look at the responses, they're like, are you kidding me?
I'm looking at it now.
This is the second week this Nightfall has been in the rotation. The first time it was here, the DFA was dropping. Like Fran has one, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was a bummer because I did the Nightfall this week, and if you turn on Void Burn and you use like Nova and Tracker Cannon, you can literally just nuke the boss. And I was like, oh man, this is awesome. I'm going to grind for it. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the tweet and I was just like, oh, good thing I didn't grind for it.
Yeah, right. But people did and they are upset.
Yeah, that
rightfully
sucks.
So if you spent that much time. So I'm just kind of giving everybody a warning.
It's a heads up.
This is a thing. From us, from Bungie, and Bungie is working on it.
Maybe it's fixed by the time the show goes live.
I hope so.
Yeah,
that is a rough one. I was going to grind for it too. I'm glad I had a busy week.
Yeah, remember on Twitter, it's @BungieHelp. I have a feeling the main Bungie account would talk about it too, but just keep a close eye on those accounts.
Yeah. So that's it for this week. We actually had a little bit of a shorter episode. We're going to be addressing those faction rally changes that are coming out this evening for the show. This show will be releasing on Friday, and then we'll have an early episode next week because we're going into E3. Rumor has it we might see some Destiny stuff at E3. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh,
maybe Bungie will be there. Maybe they won't. Who knows? Anyway, so expect a Fireteam Chat episode either shortly after E3 or during E3.
Yep. Yeah, my guess is the first we'll probably see of it is the PlayStation conference, but, we'll see.
Yeah, for sure. All right, that's it for this week, everybody. Until next time, Guardians out.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.